Time now for our latest installment of our occasional food series, Farm to Fork.
Is that radishes over there?
Really great for a salad.
It's cooking really, I've been on high heat. I mean, this is from farm to the fork.
With Tremont 647 chef and owner Andy Husbands, we take you into the farms, fields, and markets to search for the best ingredients New England has to offer. Then we head into the kitchen with Andy to cook up a dish and post the recipe online. And today, it's cheese. We're in Somerville, in a small office park near a junk car lot. Inside, behind a red door, there's a kitchen and a little piece of Italy.
This is what I think is some of the best mozzarella around.
The company is called Fiore di Nonno, or Grandpa's Flour. It's owned by Lourdes Smith, who comes from an Italian family with a long history of cheese making that began with her great-grandfather, Alfonso.
Alfonso Fiore sold his buffalo farm in Puglia, Italy, and came to the United States in 1908. He brought his five children. They were all cheesemakers, my grandfather being the youngest. They would make fresh mozzarella in metro New York and New Jersey.
Fantastic.
And so it's sort of the first family of mozzarella making in the metro area.
Then her grandfather sold the business back in 1962. And when Smith grew up, she trained as a pastry chef, then worked as a manager at Panera Bread. But the family cheese-making tradition called her back. So she went home to New Jersey, to the store that her grandfather used to own, and studied the craft with a new owner and learned to do it herself.
Now, my mom was born above the store in Hoboken. So she sort of has this institutional memory of what my grandfather was making. And I just kept feeding her cheese. I was practicing out of a 5-quart Le Creuset stock pot. And I just practiced and practiced and practiced. She finally said, months into this, you've got it.
Well, that's great. So, Andy, what's our plan today?
Our plan today is to see how actually it's made. You're going to be surprised. Have you ever made this before?
I never have. Never seen it made.
To make a low level, not the high quality you make, but to a low level, is actually pretty easy to do, right? To get to the higher levels, obviously a lot of practice, like being a chef or a radio personality. It takes some time. But
take it away.
All right. So we're going to go over to the bowl here, and we're going to start making some fresh mozzarella. Our final product is going to be stracciatella. So we're going to start with curd from Shy Brothers Farm. So we're going to use boiling water.
The hot water warms the curds, which have been sitting in a bath of cool water. Then Lourdes begins a careful process of stretching the curds with her hands, slowly and carefully.
If you go to Italy down in New York, which just it makes me a little crazy because I questioned why I go through this effort of doing this way. When I watched them just pour boiling salted water on top of curd, they moved it for about 2 minutes and then started making cheese and started selling it for $15 a pound. I was like, why am I doing what I'm doing? But I really want to stick to what my grandfather did.
She stirs and stretches the curds with a large wooden paddle, allowing them to absorb the warm, milky water until they begin to change.
What happened was it went from kind of crumbly curds, and as you slowly kind of pushed and stretched, it now looks like a very soft pizza dough.
All right, so we have cheese.
And then she molds the new cheese into bocconcini, mouthful-sized mozzarella balls, which are delicious.
So, Andy, you describe what we're in eating.
Well, at first you get this kind of salt wash that introduces or maybe excites the palate, and then comes this creamy, rich, super tender, delicious cheese.
Which is so good. Lourdes, I can taste the generations of love for cheese making in that mouthful of cheese. Thank you for that.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Oftentimes we've gotten so used to mozzarella that is made with a machine, and it's like a rubber ball. There's not a lot of flavor, and you're chewing constantly.
That's what I wanted to ask you. So the sort of industrial mozzarella, it's not even mozzarella, really.
It's not. But yeah, right now at this point, I'm competing against machines.
Machines that are producing lots of mozzarella. In fact, according to Lourdes, mozzarella has overtaken cheddar as America's favorite cheese. But not everyone makes it this way, which explains why Lourdes has to charge quite a bit for hers.
There is a lot that goes into this, and I love really standing at a farmer's market and giving somebody who is really doubtful about why they're going to pay the money that I'm asking them to pay, And I give them a sample of the cheese.
Yeah.
And their face just lights up like, oh, I get this now. Not to get lost in all of this is how this helps our local economy. So in the town of Westport, in 5 years, they lost 14 dairy farms because of industrialized farming. My employees get paid a livable wage. That is part of the cost of this money, of the cost of the cheese, is that we're working on employing people locally, using local agriculture, and lifting them up because it's just so important.
Important and delicious. But we're not done yet. To make the stracciatella, Lourdes drops the cheese into a bowl of cream, then pulls it apart into delicate, creamy threads.
What we're looking at is a really cool version of string cheese. Oh, that is sublime. I mean,
it's amazing.
Fantastic.
So there's a whole new dimension to it.
There is.
There's a
texture and flavor.
Creaminess, a saltiness. It's like macaroni and cheese without the macaroni.
It's very good.
I want to be clear. This isn't a ball of mozzarella anymore. It's not a... Tell us what works.
I would say, just looking at it, if you didn't know what it was, it looks like spaghetti in a really white cream sauce.
Yeah. So, Andy, what compelling thing are you going to do with this beautiful stracciatella?
I knew this was going to happen, by the way, that when I tried it, that I didn't want to make anything.
I just want to
eat that bowl. Lourdes gave me some ideas. I've never worked with it before, so I just thought I'd make a simple crostini. This cheese is so beautiful on its own, I don't want to crush it and make it entirely different, but I thought we'll see what we can do. So
don't gild the lily, in other words.
Exactly, and I've been accused of that many times. So,
to make the crostini, Andy slices up a French loaf and adds the cheese along with some fresh basil, cilantro, some North African spice, and a drizzle of balsamic reduction.
You know, I was thinking Mediterranean is kind of where I started from. And I kind of, for me, when I'm making a dish, I like to have a jump-off point of regionality of where I'm coming from. And then I like to throw that out the window and do something entirely different.
Oh, I love the mixture. I love the mixture. I love what you put on it, Andy. Mm-hmm. But, Lourdes, your cheese is the star. Wow.
I love that combination of spices and the...
Yeah.
I have to say, so I don't get out very much. And when I try what chefs do with my cheese, I just get so excited, like, really, did I make that? It just elevates the product that I'm trying to make, and it just blows me away every time. That is fantastic.
Well, Lourdes Smith, owner of Fior di Nono, cheese making company in Somerville, thank you so much for your hospitality and for your delicious cheese.
Thank you guys for coming in today. I really appreciate it, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And Andy Husbands, as always, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for bringing us here.
This is great.
To find Andy's crostini recipe and to learn more about Fiore di Nonno cheese, you can go to our website, radioboston.org. Oh, yeah, and everything tastes better with cheese and bacon, for that matter. But that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney. Tim Skog is our technical director. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.